Blog Talk Radio.
Great Friday, and welcome to the show. This is your girl, Sister Kimberly Kamari Sunshine. That's right, Kimberly Silas, coming to you in full force as Kamari Sunshine. Wherever the light touches is our kingdom, and I am claiming it. That's my story, and I am sticking with it. As we do on every episode, we come through the door exhibiting the full power and capacity of our light, deeming the highest level of energy possible. So I want to start by affirming our truth. I will hear and execute according to the voice of the Holy Spirit. I will lead and not follow. I will create and not destroy. I am a force for good. I defy the odds. I set new standards. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am a leader. Every tongue that rises up against me shall be condemned, and there is no weapon formed against me that has the ability to prosper. I am protected by God. I am loved by God. I am above and not beneath. It is my season. It is my turn. I am happy. I am healthy. I am well. I am humble. I am in the highest state of energy. I feel absolutely amazing on today. Those are just a few of the affirmations that I affirm on a regular basis. I left one out that I always say on a daily basis. I am confident that my future is bright because my attitude is right. When you are in right alignment and you are pure at heart and you know that you are doing the right things for the right reasons according to your consciousness, all is well. And all that I desire desires me, and it shall materialize. I believe that, people. That's just where I am today. I'm not going to go off on a rant because we are here. At Your Health is Your Wealth. And this quarter, we are speaking on entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurs, stop placing a clearance tag on your time and your talent. Yes. And we got such a great response from the last two segments that we have had a number of people that responded who were interested in us expanding on this topic. Now, before I have such an amazing treat for you today, followers, before we go off into our segment and affirm that we are that we are the light, wherever the light touches is our kingdom, that we are empowered to embrace and expound on every desire that our heart has, and we believe that here at Your Health is Your Wealth, this particular platform, people, believe it or not, started off as a weight loss channel. It was me sharing my 140-pound weight loss and people chiming in saying that they had the same or similar experiences. And we came to a realization that it was nothing, very little about what you chose to eat, how much exercise you were getting or were getting or were not getting, or your level of hydration, but it was all about your consciousness. When your mind is made up, when you are in right alignment with right thoughts and you are surrounding yourself with like-minded people, anything is possible. So we have shifted into knowing that your health is your wealth and your consciousness is that vehicle that transports you through life. So we want to have the healthiest level of consciousness possible so that we can acquire and obtain every desire of our heart. Now, I'm going to quit babbling because we're going to get into today's topic with an amazing co-host that I am so honored to introduce to you. But prior to that, I want to share something quickly with you. One of my counterparts and close friends, Mr. Bailey Benson, shared a book with me called The Power of Imagination, and it is the greatest visionary writings in one collection of Neville Goddard. And in this one particular segment, I'm not going to read much, it says, "I am the light of the world, crystallizing into the form of my conception of myself. Consciousness is the eternal light, which crystallizes only through the medium of your conception of yourself. Change your conception of yourself, and you will automatically change the way the world in which you live. Do not try to change people. They are only messengers telling you who you are." Ooh, that's powerful. "Revalue yourself, and they will conform to the change." Wow. Man, we can go all day on that. I am the first instructor on how I allow the world to treat me. I am responsible for how the world treats me. But you guys, we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of this thing. On today, I have been blessed, honored, humbled to just the highest level of esteem to have as a co-host with us today. This person is a life coach. And under his umbrella as a life coach, he is a media specialist and artist developer. He serves in areas of customer service, corporate training. He is an amazing vocalist and actor, as well as a vocal and acting coach. These are just a few, of this gifts that this individual is willing to share with us on today. So I introduce to some and reintroduce to others the amazing, the one and only Coach Wesley. Coach Wesley, thank you for joining us on today, and welcome to Your Health Is Your Wealth.
Hey, how's it going? I was hearing you introduce that person. I was like, whoa, this guy sounds pretty amazing.
This guy is pretty amazing. Absolutely, Coach Wesley. Thank you for carving time out of your busy schedule on today to join us here. And we have been discussing throughout the month of July, and we're taking it on a quarterly schedule. Stop placing a current time in your tone. And as I introduce to some, or introduce through your introduction, I'm excited that as a life coach, your business, there are so many entities that fall on these under the umbrella of your life coach assignment. I've named a few, and I wish I believed that you could make me sing perfectly as you do. Effortlessly, but I was just wanting to start off with just encouraging our listeners to operate in a level of confidence.
Yeah, you know what I tell you. Well, first off, Kim, your message, your signal is going in and out. Just wanted to let you know. But I think you said something along the lines of sharing with your listeners what exactly is I can get at. Correct.
Okay, I apologize. I don't know if it's our studio office, but what we were sharing at our previous segment is that stop placing a tag on your time and your talent, learning to respectfully decline once you get to the budget.
Right. And I tell you, it's interesting that you would go there and with that topic. I've been having that discussion numerous times recently. Oftentimes when we are working diligently to flow in our entrepreneurial window and serve our entrepreneurial gift to the world, We are so excited about the opportunity to do anything. Oh, please hire me. Oh, please, please, please. And sometimes we give our gifts away, and we give folks a hookup and that sort of thing. But I had a young lady to share with me at a trash and pop-up. She said that, no, these are my rates, period. And if I don't sell myself short, then nobody else will. And so sometimes you have to be willing to take some L, as it were, to let these people know that you're worth much more than what they're trying to just shovel you or throw you away, the crumbs from the table. No, ma'am, no, sir, you are worth the ability to sit at that table, huh? And cut the steak yourself, and so forth. And so you have to know that, as you were sharing in your introduction, you have to know how awesome you are. And I love that excerpt from the book. You have to teach folks how to treat you. Bottom line, you have to see yourself as what you want to be, where you want to be, and teach folks to respond in kind. And you do so by making sure that you regard yourself in that manner. Now, I can ramble on and on, but I do want to say this one little thing. Now, I remember reading from, as Les Brown says, my favorite book, where we have two commandments in the Word that say, love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then it says, love your neighbor as yourself. Challenge with that is a lot of us can't love our neighbors as ourselves because we don't love ourselves. So we start with ourselves. And once you start with yourself, as you said, that consciousness to know that my mind is different. And so it isn't necessarily about the caloric intake or the amount of exercise I do. All of those things matter. But it's about me having that mindset to say, no, I'm making these healthy choices. No, I am better than this. I am all that and a bag of chips and all of my 500-pound stuff, all of my 400-pound stuff, all of my 200-pound stuff, my 100-pound stuff, whatever it is, you still have to love the skin you're in while you are working to get yourself to the skin that you desire to be in. Hello, somebody. I'm sorry.
Hello. You know, Coach, I really, really, really appreciate that because I personally, in so many areas of my life, have started out with just a flicker of light. You know, when it comes to my personal self-examination, it was just a flicker of light for the greatness that I could be. And when it when it's in reference to me running my own business, there was just a flicker of light for the greatness that I could be. And it was through trial, tribulations, challenges, that there was this fight me that I wasn't willing to give up. And in a season such as this, I am able to look back and just say, glory to God that I wasn't willing to give up. And because in the beginning, we don't start off with that level of confidence, and we do find ourselves selling ourselves short, believing that we have to go through all of these chains to get to or channels in order to get to the throne, in order to get to the top of it. And I am just so incredibly grateful. And this platform as well serves as an opportunity for people to come in and share their thoughts and opinions, and they leave understanding that, wow, you know what, I've been doing this, and it's okay that I made a few mistakes along the way, but I do not have to sell myself short, because I know on last or the prior we address the issue that that God gives everybody has talent, skills, and gifts. And it's up to us how we show those gifts to the world. Everybody has them. You know, you may be good at gardening, I may be good at the kitchen. I may be horrible at gardening, and you may be horrible in the kitchen. Either or. You have to execute it to the highest level. And when you timidly present it to the world, you are saying that the gift God gave me is insufficient. And when you really
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. When you timidly present your gift, you're saying that God, thank you, but it's not sufficient because these people over here want more. Whatever your gift is, you're supposed to use it boldly. Boldly and with, yes. So I had to learn that. I didn't know that. You know, I was like, I dare you be gifted in this area. Coach Wesley, you know, whenever you sing, you know, audience, let me just say this. Coach Wesley is a vocal coach. He speaks proficiently, but he also sings just as easy. And whenever you sing, Coach, it's like you have a whole orchestra behind your voice. Now, I know you train people about their diaphragm and how to convey their words appropriately, but that voice you have is God's gift. So every time we ask Coach Wesley to sing, he does it flawlessly. He doesn't take him any effort to do it because you know that that's one of your gifts.
Well, I tell you, Kim, you say that I do it flawlessly, and God bless you for that. Sometimes it is a struggle, naturally speaking, but I'm grateful. And it's a great thing that you said that flawlessly because it appears flawless. Watch this. When you have your gift, and this is for anyone, sometimes you may not feel like it. You may not feel like serving your gifts, whatever it is, or the faculties that you need to execute this gift may not necessarily be perfectly lined up. Watch this. Now, there may be times when my voice is tired or my body is tired or whatever the case may be, but I serve it humbly and graciously, and then that gift, hallelujah, okay, that gift, as you serve it, it blesses others. Because I've come to the realization that the gifts that we have are not for us. They're not for us. They are for those to whom we serve. Yes? You know, yeah. The ability to make people laugh is not for the comedian himself, but it's to make somebody else laugh, to bring joy and light to their life. And so the gifts that I have been giving, and I'm grateful for them, they're not for me, but they're for others. And I am humbled and grateful at the opportunity to serve them. And I'm thankful that they appear to flow flawlessly and effortlessly. But sometimes in reality, watch this, in reality or in my natural ability, it may take some effort. However, I surrender my gift. And this is just my thought process. I surrender my gift to the Most High. And I say, okay, God, do what you do. So I give it all to him and say, there it is, whoop, there it is. And he said, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he blesses the people as a result.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to.
No, I thank you because I'm sitting here having my own private praise break because this morning I was in a conference with my mentors. I have the most amazing mentor, Toby and Tawana Williams. And for those of you that don't know Toby and Tawana, Tawana Williams is the international hope coach. She is a young woman that was born without arms as a result of some prenatal experimental vitamins that her mother was given. And Tawana was born with that. And she is the world. It is just my God's gift that she chose me as a sister and a mentee. She is my friend. She is. I was in counseling with Tawana. They mentor me quite often. And she just said what you said just now, that our gifts are not necessarily meant for us. They are meant for us to share with those around us. And it falls to the law of reciprocity. When you sow good seed, you yield a abundant harvest. So because we are willing to utilize our time, to be a blessing to other people, the law of reciprocity brings it back full fortune. And believe it. pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That is where I am right now. And I want to share this quickly, Coach, and I'm sure you can identify with this. As an entrepreneur, I have found myself where I was stagnant. It felt as though I had the perception of, is this enough? Am I enough? Will I be able to make it? In short, I've encountered some challenging areas of moving into today. I woke up on this morning praising God for the surplus. The surplus being that I have everything needed, and I put my hands on several items and things that I want. I am not living check to check. I am the head and not the tail, and I am no longer fearful to let my best self show. So I said that on the back of what you just said to every entrepreneur out there who is feeling a little challenged and a little weary and confused. Don't give up and stay focused, because we are the ones, as an entrepreneur, I say this a lot, we have a vision that we organize, manage, and assume the risk of to grow into a business or an enterprise. Nobody is knocking on your door saying, hey, Coach Wesley, I heard you sing real well. Why don't you go over here and mentor and corporately train and offer this artist development? You had that vision, so you had to assume all the risks. And in assuming the risk, there are times when you question whether this is the right strategy during the right season. And I just want to encourage somebody that if God didn't want it to materialize, he would have never put that vision in your consciousness or your heart. So stay on course. Just stay on course, because everybody knows weight loss is challenging. It can be challenging. If you lose 10 pounds, you slip up and gain 20. So it's got to be done for your health and wellness versus being done for the vanity of it all. And even in business, you reach the same circumstances and the same issue. So I just had to throw that in there. Today, this is a season where I'm able to full harvest come to fruition, and I'm excited about what tomorrow brings. And I said this, I don't know if you were able to hear, but I said that my future is bright because my attitude is right. And for all of the callers that, and I apologize, Coach Wesley, I believe that's you now.
What's that?
The outside distraction.
Can you hear me?
Okay. I can. But for the new callers that came to the line, we are like in the meat and potatoes of this thing. But we were discussing the confidence needed as entrepreneurs to not make it a habit of accepting non-productive endeavors. And it all falls in right alignment of consciousness. How is it that you view yourself, and how is it that you insist upon the world viewing you? And we were really doing some marvelous works and uncovering some great things. And just to touch on, we have Coach Wesley on the line with us today. He's very, very busy. Coach Wesley took the time out of his schedule on today. He is a well sought after, a highly sought after life coach. And he's got a lot going on, and he chose today to be with us. So I am grateful. But Coach, is
no,
there
it's,
anything
I'm the one
that
that's humbled
like
and grateful.
No, is there anything that you would like to share with us before you go, or would you be willing to come on August?
I definitely would welcome the opportunity to come on in August, but I do want to say two things really quickly. It's not about how you feel.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say that again. It's not about how you feel, because you have to have that, you have to have that tenacity and that ability to go forth and do whatever it is you've been called, serve, to do at all times. One of my favorite mentors to listen to, he doesn't know he's my mentor, but he is, E.T., Eric Thomas. He said you have to want that thing, whatever that thing is, like you want to breathe, like
mm-hmm.
more than air. You understand what I'm saying? And so, and I'm real big on being integral. If you say you're going to do something, by golly, do it, regardless. And it's a lot that I have in my head right now, but I do want to encourage people to, if you know that you have a vision, you know that you have a dream, a goal, a desire, something that you have to serve to the people, a gift, huh? Serve it with tenacity, with ferocity, with everything you got in you, right? That's one. Two, don't be moved by how you feel. Be moved by your word. That's where God is moved, by his, by the word. So you be moved by your word. If you say you're going to do it, do it. I'm going to say this last thing, and then I'm going to be quiet. The other day, and I'm going to put my business out there, ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you, make sure you handle your business at all times on all levels. I failed to handle some personal business of mine legally and ended up having to spend some hours behind bars on Tuesday. And it was just a matter of me picking up the money. Yes, I spent the night in jail on Tuesday. And I was up in jail all night until Wednesday morning. Now, mind you, I don't know if anybody's ever been to jail. I hope you don't have to go. But if you do, no, it ain't comfortable. So I did not sleep. And I had a very, very, very full day on Wednesday, right? Right? And guess what? I had a show Wednesday night. But guess what? I was there with bells on. Did I feel like it? No, absolutely not. Because my body was tired. But my word was out there and my commitment level. Remember this. The more committed you are to whatever it is, the more committed you are, the fewer options you have. I'm going to say that again. The more committed you are, the fewer options you have. I'm committed to the Use a Fool improv troupe that I'm a part of. And I said, no, we got a show tonight. So I don't have the option to go home and go to sleep. Huh? You got committed to your husband, your wife. I'm committed there. So this big booty girl walking down the street is not an option for me. Because I'm a committed husband to my wife, et cetera, et cetera. So remember that the more committed you are to your vision, to your gift that you have to serve, the fewer options you have. And so take every opportunity you can and you have to serve that gift with excellence. Don't sell it short. Don't sell yourself short. And realize and know that you are fearfully, wonderfully made, and you are the cream of the crop. And that, and I tell you what, you're the apple of God's eye. And I'm going to be through. I'm going to stop because I can go.
Thank you so much, Coach Wesley. I knew that this 30-minute segment would go by so incredibly fast. And I just thank you so much for coming out on today. And I know your schedule is very, very, very busy, but it means so much to us that you came to sow into your health is your wealth. I want to say something while I'm on the line. We are partnered with CUI, which is the Community Unification Initiative, and they are having a concert August 17th, 2019, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Safari Event Center. 6202 Memorial Drive in Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083, and it's Jamming for Jesus. Now, this is a program that benefits to feed the homeless and hungry in Atlanta. So we are so proud to be a partner with CUI, and we are looking forward to this event. So if you are available on August 17th, or you're interested in purchasing tickets or sharing this event with your family and friends, please inbox me on Facebook, Kimberly Silas, S-I-L-A-S, or you can also hit me up on Instagram at Silas Kimberly. It's just flipped. So, you know, Dr. Dunlap meets here every week on the same channel, and it is discussing your financial wellness. And he has an amazing segment for, or an amazing quarter, starting August the 4th, I believe, the 5th, I believe it is. But it's every Tuesday, every first and third, no, every second and fourth, excuse me, second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. I got it right. I know I got it right. So thank you so much. And remember, it is an awesome blessing to have this platform, and we are here to discuss matters that impact our lives and empower us to be the best versions of ourselves. So thank you so much. Again, my name is Kimberly Silas, a.k.a. Sister Kamari Sunshine. And wherever the light touches is our kingdom. Thank you so much, and make it an amazing, fantastic Friday. Blessings. Mwah.